past moments of great Habadugagadi. Someone called up and asked me to blow away some wild life. Well, I don't know. People think I'm bitter and brutal, but remember that story that was in the paper about Jacques Cousteau feeding otters Alaskan king crab? He said the otters were endangered, so he was feeding them Alaskan king crab to keep personally feeding these otters. And I tell you what, I don't know what's more endangered, the otters or the Alaskan king crab. I mean, I've been in restaurants a lot of nights for a late dinner, and I say, I'll have the Alaskan king crab. And I say, I'm sorry, monsieur, we are out of the king crab. You can have the steak if you want. You know, how many times does that happen to you, right? They're always out of Alaska. But how many times are they out of otter, right? How many times do you feel the absence of otters? How many times are you walking along a country road saying, you know, this place looks better if we had some more otters around here? Never. But how many times do you feel the absence of Alaskan king crab? All the time. So how dare Jacques Cousteau feed Alaskan king crab to the otters? That inspired me to break out the good ship Greece. Not to save the otters, to save the crabs, for crying out loud. I fired up that 57-foot sleek fiberglass twin diesel-laden craft, and them diesels throbbing were like music to my ears. Bloody, 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 bloody. I said, Captain Martinez, take over the helm. I've got to go to the bathroom. The engines reminded me. He said, Mr. Minnelli, how could the engines remind you got to go to the bathroom? I said, well, it reminded me to empty my bladder, 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 bladder. He said, oh, I see. Yeah. Come to think of it, I better go, too. Yeah, we don't want nothing interrupting us. Nothing interrupts us when we get to the target. Sure enough, otters home! There was the ship Calypso, a stinking sailboat anchored offshore, and there was Jacques Cousteau with Alaskan king crab. At $12.95 a crab, mind you. Saying, come here, little otter. Come here, little otter. Here's lunch for you. Oh, my pretties. My pretties, you eat that. I got on the bullhorn and I said, attention, attention, you there on shore. Clear the area. You are in a military blasting area. Repeat, clear the area. And Jacques Sauce there leveling that big cannon at the shore, saying, my God, oh, please, please do not shoot here. Do not practice with your guns here. This is one of the last known otter mating areas. This is your last warning. Clear the area, Mr. Cousteau. Oh, please, no, no. All right, Captain Martinez, do you have range? He said, Roger, I have range. We are loaded and locked. I said, all right, fire one, fire. On target. Otter just flew in the air. Jacques Cousteau grabbed some real estate, screaming, shaking his fist. How dare you? Oh, that's me. Clear the area, clear the area. How dare you? How dare you blow away the otters? This is your last warning, Mr. Cousteau. Your last warning. Please, clear the area. Take us a little closer in the shore, Captain Martinez. I see a few wiggling there on the banks. Yeah. Is that an otter hole there? Them things live in holes. Let me fire a few rounds in that little hole there anyway. Worst comes to worst, we'll have a dead woodchuck among the otters. You know, big deal. BFD, right? All right, let me fill it with... All right. There. But then in the end, Jacques Cousteau pulled himself off the ground, dusted the mud off, and found one last otter, a little baby otter. He held it. He held it in his arms. He said, you must kill me if you want to kill this otter. You must kill me, too. I said, all right, we'll let the 50 caliber is cool. Hand me my Remington 222, please. And I dropped a single shell in that Remington, a low-level trajectory bullet. I aimed the crosshairs on that little skull in Jacques Cousteau's arms. I held my breath. I adjusted for windage and I blew that thing apart right in his arms. I said, hey, Cousteau, no hard feelings. Oh, come on, buddy. Bring that thing on board. We'll have a barbecue.
Need a new car or truck?